So that is who we are, and that has not changed. So the vision is very clear that nature has given us all that we need to become what we ought to be. All we need to do now is to have an understanding of how to get there, which is what this orientation, this template, you know, will bring for us. You know, but I think in 2016, right, I've done a script. I've also put down a movie script for the new Nigeria.
Awesome.
And this can also be put into a movie that people can watch and learn what the new Nigeria is all about.
Right.
You know, cutting across our ethnic group or who we are, you know, the age grades and all of that, who a new Nigerian truly are. So we have so much that we can translate into tangible things that people could see and be able to be, you know, be motivated to do what they need to do. You know, so for me, and as I, you know, when I was speaking earlier with Leslie, he made a sentence, say, the new Nigeria is here. We are here. Therefore, the new Nigeria is possible.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, when people replay this and replay it, when they hear it, you know, they can, like I was talking to Docker today, the essence why we want to do podcasts as opposed to jumping into spaces regularly, because podcast is a companion medium. You know, you can listen to it while you're having a shower, while you're cooking, while you're walking, while you're jogging, and you might listen to it again and again, and it's just one line that you hear and you'd be like, wow, that's what I've been waiting to hear forever. For instance, when you were talking now, I'm pretty sure if you can see David, he's probably smiling, because when we had 2 years ago, when we ran the new Nigerian podcast, the first ever podcast we did was based on the fact that we realized that the thing missing in Nigerian, in the Nigerian, is the environment, you know, because it's in alignment with what Chris was saying. We Nigerians abroad, some of us seem to operate better only because the environment is different.
Yeah.
So if you create that environment, what you're going to get is a new kind of Nigerian. It's just logic, you know. So when you were alluding to that fact again, that, okay, Nigerians in diaspora have this, they seem to have like an upper hand in terms of nation building. You're right, because we are operating in a different environment that seems to allow that certain, that amount of liberation. And that liberation, if harnessed properly and obviously showcased as Nigerian, it's a new individual altogether. So the creating of that environment has to be like a collective process, and that is a vision of hope. So that's from my point of view. And I mean, from your point of view, Leslie, visions of hope for a new Nigeria, what is your take on it?
Okay, two things I want to say in response to that. The first one is that in our group, we have a driving force. Mm. That driving force is all things are possible. I want to repeat that. All, A-W-L. Now, if you sit down and think deeply about the implication of that statement,
right,
then nobody has any right to say the new Nigeria is not possible. The only reason why all things are already possible is because they already, all things are already existing.
Yeah.
You know, human senses are severely limited. If I blow a dog whistle now, no human being will hear it. There are realities existing right now as we're talking that the five human senses cannot access, cannot acknowledge.
You mean dimensions, right?
Yeah, dimensions. Mm. You know, so we live in two dimensions simultaneously, right, as spiritual beings. You know, so it's the things we see, we know, we access in the spiritual realm that we bring into this realm. That's why people are able to do things that were once thought impossible.
Right.
So the second point I want to make is that we are surrounded by positive historical truths and events, which is the vision of hope we have.
Right.
Many years ago, America was a lawless country. The fastest gunslinger was the person who lived. Germany, before it became what it is, was deeply divided.
Yep.
The UAE,
yep,
was a desert country not too long ago.
Right.
Coming back to Africa, our very own Rwanda,
yep,
20 years ago,
yep,
was so decimated by genocide. Nobody ever thought it could become what it is today.
You're right.
You know, you said we shouldn't be passionate. I'm finding it difficult to restrain myself. Anybody who would tell me that America can become what it is today,
yeah.
Dubai, Singapore, Malaysia, and you tell me Nigeria cannot make it, let me pause there because I don't want to go overboard.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's the visions of hope we have.
Awesome.
You know, we will get there, and we will make Nigeria into something that the whole world will marvel at. Because we're beginning to come together, you know, a group of people are beginning to come together who understand this and who are working together, who believe in this, who are passionate, who will not allow anything to deter us from making this nation. And I want to say, we don't have to be in government to make it happen.
No, not at all.
No, Chris spoke about the power of the citizens, right. You know. So there's some things we can begin to do as citizens, you know, to make this to happen. And we know that nothing will stop us. So that's my take on that.
Excellent. Am I right to say yours is based on the law of evolution? Because if it's a natural law that regardless of what the situation, a civilization will reach its highest point at some point, then Nigeria is obviously in the offing for that to happen.
Especially if we do what we need to do.
You excluded England in that because England had horrible times as well. These people used to burn people on the stake barely 2 years or 200
years. Yeah.
I agree with you completely. So that vision of hope is well aligned with what we want. Thank you. David, I know you dropped in late, you know, and I was going to introduce you formally because we've planned to, you know, take this conversation to a different level going forward in view of having different podcast series. And as you can see, we're all in alignment with the great job that you've been doing with the New Nigeria Network. David runs the New Nigeria Network, which has a series of podcasts with Nigerians who are not only achievers, but who have a set mindset of wanting something new. So if you identify yourself as a new Nigerian, he would obviously have that podcast with you on a one-to-one. So you can share your own aspiration, dreams, and he's been doing this for more than 2 years. You know, so him being on the platform is a no-brainer for me, you know, and I know that going forward is a situation where we will all find alignments and have our content being generated individually for this, from this purpose. But let's end it with your own vision of hope for a new Nigeria, just based on what you've heard so far and based on your experiences.
Thank you, Philemon. I've been listening to you guys. You've said it all. The only thing left is the alignment. The alignment by like-minded Nigerians. The alignment to move forward. The ability and the willingness to educate the youth, the next generation. As far as I'm concerned, these 2023 elections have shown us that it is possible to mobilize.
Yeah.
And there's no time as now to continue that mobilization. If you listen to some of the podcasts we've done in the past, every little helps, one at a time. Go into the grassroots, go into your local community, educate the children, get them aligned and prepared for 2027, where we will definitely take over the country. It is possible. Obviously, the judicial processes should work, but we must have a mindset that we'll try to do it, we can see it can be done, and let's move on to 2027 and take our country back. From then on, or from now on, let's hold all those in power accountable. There's a lot of videos on the internet where the youth are openly saying it now. You've won your elections. Let's see what you do. If you don't do what you say you will do, you will be held accountable by us in your community. This is all we need. Spread that word around. Gather the people together. Register them. We now know the processes. We'll get the experts into INEC, get the experts into their systems, set it up. There's no excuse, no rigging, no chance of it, because the technology between now and the next election would have been upgraded by experts from people who have realized what's happening. I never give up hope on Nigeria, but let's keep the education going. Thank you, guys.
Well, thanks, David. Actually, you're listening in the background. In as much as, yeah, we prepare just in case for 2027, there is a mindset that it's not going to get there. The hope that we are keeping alive is that justice prevails. So we're counting on Nigerians as well. This is why we are creating this new mindset, this new way of thinking, to align with what is going on now as well. So if you are a new Nigerian and you know liberation is the order of the day, for instance, you have to liberate your mind from possibilities of failures and align with what it is possible, based on either justice or profound truth. But I think there's a lot to come out from these conversations. So the value is in the fact that we are aligned. A few of us have just met each other today, but it feels like we've been doing this already for weeks, you know. Yeah. And then going forward, we don't want to restrict it to just what we talked about today. We can talk about religion at some point. We can talk about technology. We can talk about just what's going on the grassroots level. Or we can talk about emotions. We can talk about mental health. Everything to support the new Nigeria that we want to build. Yeah, on that note, if anybody has goodbyes or one-liners, that would be great, so we can wrap it up.
Nice to meet you all. Yeah. Till next time.
Yeah, okay. All right, Leslie, Chris.
I'll show my face next time if you give me much more notice.
We saw your picture. Your picture already.
The picture's good, yeah? Okay, thank you.
The picture is enough. The amazing smile, man. Honestly, I wish I could.
So I'm so glad I'm meeting all of you. This is amazing. This is what we're living for.
Yeah.
And we're grateful that we're coming together in this alignment.
Don't worry about it, Chris. One thing I can assure you guys, you know, if we're a team, and we've seen this happen, and a lot of people are waiting to this kind of thing, you know, 100%. It's the alignment, like David said, that's always been the key, you know? So we have decided to do it.
Yeah.
Best decision there.
Yeah, first decision.
It's
to come together. Yeah, truly, I've looked up to it. I've looked forward to having this kind of event or program running. And honestly, this is one of our happiest moments, because it's coming at a time when Nigeria needed it most.
Yeah.
You know, so now we are not trying to do it. We are here already. We started.
Yeah.
And I can imagine what the future will look like ahead of time. Yeah,
I agree.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
You're welcome. So we now have an anchor point to visualize hope. Fingers crossed, nothing.
Yeah.
But the alignment is now. We can now align to a new environment while we look forward to building it from within. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. And looking forward to more engagements. Huh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Thank you all. Bye.